Alan, very good turnout today at the trials. Were you happy with the attendance yourself?
Well, we were over the moon, yeah. It was really good, really positive day we've had this today. The weather was nice. It looked like it was going to rain, but the weather was nice. But yeah, we've had a really positive turnout. A good bunch of lads turned up. We had a really good sort of mini training session on the pitch. Got the lads moving around and got them passing the ball and doing a few bits and bobs, similar to what we do in the first team, a few of the box drills. And then obviously, you know, lads are lads, they wanted to have a bit of a game. So we set them up and we had enough players for to set up a bit of a game. And there was some really talented lads out there, you know. We were really impressed with what we saw. There was some really good, solid defenders, proper defenders. There was some tidy-looking midfield footballers. There was some good athletes. There was some big, powerful centre-forwards. There was a good mix of everything. But they all came in and they all did really, really well, so we're chuffed to bits.
There were 20 there. I understand there were quite a few who sent their apologies because they were playing for teams elsewhere on a Sunday, as youth teams do. So there could be around about 30-plus involved in this course.
Yeah, I mean, we had 20 a day, and there's obviously a quite a large group of players who were already associated with the club, and who are on our radar, that we know about, who've got cup finals, semi-finals, that sort of thing today, which we knew about and we've been informed about. You know, we wouldn't want to stop lads playing in those big games. They've worked hard all season for these cup finals. So we're fine with them going. So we did have those missing. So to add that group into what we've seen today leaves us in a really nice place. I think we're really excited about what we've seen today. Add on to that the group that have been playing for their relevant teams in the cup finals, who we know about already that are good players, then it's an exciting group.
Yeah, you sound as if you're very happy with the quality that you've seen so far.
Yeah, I am. You can never be too sure. Obviously, there's a mix. You get some lads that are better than others, but what I was really impressed with, they were all great lads. They were all 100% enthusiastic about being part of Darlington Football Club, about having a trial with Darlington Football Club, about the opportunity to be associated with Darlington Football Club. And that's the exciting thing for me and Tom. It's there's some good lads, and some of them look like really talented footballers. But for me, all of them, the exciting thing for me was all of them wanted to be part of Darlington Football Club. That was what they wanted. It wasn't for any selfish motives. It wasn't that they were interested or they might have an option of going somewhere else, or, you know, maybe I'll go here, maybe I'll go there. No, they want to be part of Darlington Football Club. And once you factor in that they're good footballers as well, then that's everything that we want. We want young players who are committed to the club, who want to improve, want to progress, want to be involved with what we're trying to build down here, myself and Tommy. That's all we can ask for, and that's all we want.
This BTEC qualification that the club is offering, it's going to be based here at Blackwell Meadows, and the facilities are very good, aren't they?
Well, I think they are. I think the facilities that we've got down here at Blackwell Meadows, we've got the lovely suites, which will be the classroom facilities. We've got five full-size pitches. We've got the pitch itself. We've got the ground. We've got the changing areas, which the first team use, which our lads will use, the academy lads will use. We've got great eating areas. There's nice parks for the lads to go and have a walk around during the dinner times if they want. But we're affiliated with a gym, which is just round the corner, which is a top notch gym. We've got everything here. We've got everything that we've parking facilities for anything. We've got games, and this facility is great. It serves every purpose we want. It's got the classrooms, it's got the pitches, it's got the training facilities, it's got the changing rooms, it's got the eating areas. It's ideal, and we're really excited about setting up hopefully a successful academy.
And it's still not too late to apply, is it?
It's never too late. No, it's I mean, anyone who's interested, anyone who hears sees the tweets, sees our advertisements going out for the club. I've had a look on the website. Please get in touch if you've got a lad who's 16 to 18 who's interested in, you know, that the qualification, or he wants to have a sort of a last ditch go at becoming a footballer. If he's just missed out, just slipped through the net, maybe he's just been released from a club, maybe he's just a massive Darlington fan, wants to play for Darlington, you know, whatever it is, whatever your motivations are, whatever your reasons are, get in touch, get in touch by email, either myself, Tommy, John Tempest, the club, the academy email. Get in touch, drop us your details, and we'll get you down and we'll have a look at you. And like I say, we're excited to get a good group of young talented footballers down here, educate them, try and improve them as people, as human beings, you know, their characters, a little bit of discipline. We've informed the mums and dads that there will be discipline. They will be expected to do jobs. They'll be expected to keep up their studies. And if they don't, then they won't be playing football and they won't be doing the fun bits. So we want to try and develop the characters, make them into good sort of disciplined, hard-working adults. From what they are now as kids, we want to develop them into nice adults, good adults, with, ideally for me and Tommy, the opportunity to play for the first team. If not, then a very, very good BTEC, three A level equivalent qualification at the end of it, where they can choose then if they want to go to university, if they want to go on a scholarship abroad, whatever they want to do. We just want to give these kids the best foundation that they possibly can.